Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Loomis didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best.
That Does does everything.
You see, Mrs. Loomis was from Missouri, and, well, you just had to show her. Every wash day, she'd look at her big stack of clothes and say...
Oh, I'd like to see anybody show me how to get this wash clean. Look at all those streaky bath towels. Dad's overalls, does he wipe the machinery on them? Honestly, I must have a dozen rayon slips to bother with again. Oh, my wash is the limit.
And then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. Yes, someone finally showed Mrs. Loomis that does best. This new kind of soap does everything. For towels, Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For grimy work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. And for pretty colors, extra safety. Well, now Mrs. Loomis is showing everyone else.
Look at my towels, white as clouds. And did you ever see cleaner overalls? They're a snap with Does. So long, hard scrubbing.
Now Mrs. Loomis brags about those rayon slips. She found Does takes extra care of colors.
Look how much brighter they are. Say, this Does can't be beat. It does everything.
This new kind of soap is best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Does outdid them all with the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldbergs. When your neighbor darkens his windows, then it is time to guard your own doors. So goes a wise old saying out of the East. And tonight the people of Lastonbury would do well to contemplate that proverb. Suddenly, almost without any foreshadowing, the windows in Edward Reynolds' life have been darkened. And not a soul in Lastonbury, outside of Elizabeth Neal and the old gardener Fernandez, knows what the aloof owner of the town's biggest estate is up to. Elizabeth Neal may know, but she never showed up at the meeting now in progress. And Fernandez, although he did show up, never got a chance to talk. For just as he got up to take the floor, a telephone call from Mr. Reynolds sent him rushing out of the hall. Molly and David are outside the meeting right now. Molly is about to use the phone. Listen.
Yes, sir.
Why are you making an exit? Where are you going?
I said excuse me to everybody in the congregation of the community. Bruce knows I'm going to the telephone.
So wait, somebody's using the telephone.
All right, David, so I'll wait till they get finished.
Hey, Molly, why didn't you accept the nomination first and telephone after?
Because.
Why? My because?
Because, David, because I am what I am until I know where Elizabeth Neal went, where Mr. Reynolds took Elizabeth Neal, or where she is, or where Mr. Fernandez is. I can't put my mind on the meeting.
Mrs. Arvin, you be a councilwoman, Molly. If you can't take your mind off the little thing.
I told Bruce to nominate somebody else because I'm a mixer.
So why shouldn't you stop already mixing, huh?
Bruce said that...
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you don't want to tell me?
I do, but it's a compliment, and I don't want you to think that
I... Well, why would I think? Bruce gave you a compliment, Molly?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear.
Nothing. He said, just because I mix, and just because I'm a mixer and a mingler, he said... Any public figure that forgets how people feel and stops worrying about each individual and just thinks of the big issues should just as well be a bookkeeper in a sawmill adding up logs in 2x4s. But it don't matter if he adds wrong or right.
That's why they're nominating you, Molly.
That's what Bruce said. Oh, come, The telephone is free.
Here, you want a nickel, huh?
Yeah, I have a nickel. I have a nickel.
Only, Molly, don't be nervous.
I am nervous. Can I help it? Where's Birdie?
Birdie's very occupied.
Well, maybe she's talking too much, David.
And if yes, who can stop her?
David, do you have your clock on you?
My clock stopped. There is a clock here on the wall, in the hall.
Oh, I see it.
What do you want to know what time it is for?
Could Mr. Fernandez be wherever he was going already?
Do you know where he was going?
Where could he go? He could go home.
Do you know?
Because I'm figuring, David, Mr. Reynolds called him. Oh, and he called him why?
Why?
This is my own personal figuring, David.
Yeah?
Mr. Reynolds called him to tell him...
To warn him, you mean, Molly.
Telling and warning is related, no?
All right. So excuse me.
To tell or warn or whatever. Not to say anything at the meeting here that he will be sorry for.
Or else? The or else is what you're worried about, huh, Molly?
If it was only Fernandez that he called away from the meeting, all right, then I would figure elsewhere. I would figure because it's Teresa and Teresa's has been insane and... But he also called Elizabeth Neal.
So, what do you want to do?
I want to call Fernandez's house and see if he's home yet.
All right, so he has a nickel. Do you know the number?
I'll just ask for Mr. Reynolds' caretaker's cottage.
And if he's not home?
I don't know. Then should I call Mr. Reynolds' house and speak person to person to him?
Well, what will you say to him?
I'll say, hello, Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, how are you?
Why should I say, how are you?
Why should you think you're suspicious?
I'll say, how are you?
We are waiting for you at the meeting.
Yes, and...
And if you don't want any further conversations, and he hangs...
Then he hangs.
Talk fast, Molly, and ask for Elizabeth, Neil, and Fernanda. Without punctuation marks,
yes.
You hear? So he knows, everybody here at the meeting knows that he was the one to prevent their presence.
Yeah, but first I'll see if Fernandez is home.
Yeah, here's a nickel.
You gave me a nickel. Here, David, here. Hold my pocketbook,
yes? Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Who would think in a little town with small streets there would be so many dark alleys, huh?
Where there are people there, the fewer many, the alleys dark, light, straight, crooked.
And it's going to be your business now, Molly, to make the dark ones light and the crooked ones straight. A councilwoman has many responsibilities,
David,
Molly.
David, you gave me 10 cents, not to make a quarter.
Excuse me.
Here. Thank you very much. Don't walk away.
No, I'm standing.
Great. I'll have to parade.
Call the operator.
I'm calling. Hello? Hello, Mr. Reynolds, caretaker's house, please, if you will.
Yeah, caretaker's house.
Please, if you will. Fernandez.
Fernandez, yes.
Fernandez.
What are you going to say to Mr. Fernandez now if he's home?
I'll ask him if he's going to come back. If what he had to tell us is going to be told by him. Or, hello? Hello, yes? This is Mrs. Goldberg, dear.
Who is dear?
Can you hold a minute? Hold a minute. It's Teresa.
So ask her if her papa is home.
But if he's not?
So you'll know he's not.
But I mean if he's not.
If you call, to find out, no?
Hello, Teresa. Are you alone?
Yes.
No?
So tell her to put him on the wire.
Who's home?
Who?
Uh-huh. Well, if it's not disturbing him, could you please put your
daddy on the phone?
Put your daddy on the phone?
If you want me to talk, Molly, I'll talk.
Oh. Well, he is?
What?
She says he's at the meeting. She thinks he's at the meeting. Well, I'm not inside of the meeting at the moment. That's why I didn't see daddy. Well, this is nothing. I just want to see if he's coming to the meeting.
Ask her if Mr. Reynolds is at her house.
Yeah, and if he's not?
Then you'll know.
Hello, Teresa. If Mr. Reynolds, if you'll pardon me, if he's... Yeah.
What?
Oh, thank you, dear.
Again, dear.
Well, only said you're not alone, so I thought maybe it was Mr... Yeah. Well, goodbye. The meeting's fine. The progression is very fine. Yeah. Goodbye, dear. Goodbye.
Well?
She said Mr. Reynolds is here at the meeting.
See that, huh?
And that her father's here at the meeting. So what should I do now, David?
Wait, I'm thinking.
Just think fast. Should I call up Mr. Reynolds' house? Maybe Mr. Fernandez is there. Maybe Elizabeth is there.
Maybe. And he's putting them both on the linoleum.
On the carpet, David.
All right, let me carpet.
Only one thing, David, I can't understand.
Which is?
What could Elizabeth have to tell the entire community of Lastonbury? What should she tell them? That she loved Reynolds and that something
this
else...
This has nothing to do with love, Molly. I'm convinced, Molly, that Elizabeth Neal is looking for revenge. That, yes,
And what Mr. Fernandez knows is the same that Elizabeth knows, huh?
Exactly.
But, David, dear,
it's all one piece of cloth, Molly. Call first and they'll talk after.
I need another nickel.
Here. It's a nickel or a dime?
It's a nickel. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
A nickel. To dial now. Oh, don't walk away, David.
No, I'm standing.
Hello. The Reynolds estate, please.
Reynolds estate.
Yes, please. David, you'll come to the phone. I'll say hello.
Yes.
Hello, just hello. Yes. How are you?
Yes.
How do you feel? I wouldn't say how you feel. What should I say? How you feel?
Just say hello. You'll hear what he says.
Yes.
But talk just like you have nothing to say. Just like you're not talking to Mr. Reynolds. Just like you're talking to nobody.
I will.
Yes.
I will. Taking so long. What's taking so long? No answer. Hello?
Well?
The bottle. Hello, I'd like to talk to Mr. Reynolds.
Please.
Please. Oh.
What's all?
I see.
What?
Thank you.
Well, what's thank you?
He said Mr. Reynolds is at the meeting.
But he's not at the meeting.
He called a few minutes ago to say he would be home within the hour.
He is building up a defense, Molly.
What do you mean?
When a man commits a crime, he tries to cover up his fingerprints. You never saw in the movies how they do that.
You think, David?
Call Elizabeth Neal's house. And if she is not home, then I do think...
What?
The worst.
Now, maybe you're a lady who knows all about dishwashing from A to Z, but maybe you don't know about a soap for dishwashing spelled D-U-Z. Uh-huh, I mean does. Now, I've told you does everything in your wash. It's the best. Well, that's not all. This new kind of soap does everything for dishes, too. And by everything, I mean the very things you want most in a soap for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to your hands. Yes, does gives you all that. Just put does in your dishpan. You'll see this new kind of soap spring up into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you're not forever adding soap. Try does on those sticky frying pans. You'll find it races through stubborn grease without any hard scouring. Yet does is kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves hands so soft and smooth. Now, what more could you want from any soap? Does best. Does everything. Well, Molly seems to be making a real effort to pick up the threads of Elizabeth Neal's sudden disappearance and Fernandez's sudden exit. But is it possible that there are no threads left behind by Mr. Reynolds? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save your used fat in a clean can. When full, rush it to your meat man. You'll get 2 red points per pound.